Texte numéro 59. India's moon landing is a stellar achievement. It's hard to land on the moon and keep your spacecraft intact. Just a few days ago, Russia's Luna 25 mission crashed, dashing hopes for the country's first trip to the moon since 1976. In April, a private Japanese effort also crashed when landing on the lunar surface. That is one of the reasons why the successful landing of the Chandrayaan-3 mission by the Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, is so special. Touchdown occurred just after 6 p.m. Indian time on the 23rd of August, making India only the fourth nation, after the United States, the Soviet Union and China, to achieve a controlled lunar landing. Besides, India is the first to reach high latitudes. Indeed, the spacecraft managed to land at around 600 kilometres from the moon's south pole. That is significant because the polar regions are thought to contain ice that could be a resource for future lunar exploration. It could, for instance, be a source of the components of rocket fuel. Earlier today, the mission's landing module, Vikram, named after a famous Indian physicist, the founder of India's space programs, deployed a small rover that will study lunar rocks and dirt. The solar-powered mission is meant to last for 2 weeks, until lunar night hits that part of the surface. Dozens of missions to the moon are planned from all over the world in the coming years. The next attempt will come in a few days, when Japan aims to send a spacecraft to test pinpoint landing techniques. It's tempting to frame this flood of interest in the moon as a new space race, with nations competing to be the first to discover potential resources. However, lunar exploration can be seen as a new proving ground for science and engineering. Previous ISRO missions have already brought about fresh lunar science. India's first moon mission, the Chandrayaan-1 orbiter, launched in 2008, helped to confirm the existence of water on the moon with data gathered by a NASA instrument on board. Even though the second Indian mission, the Chandrayaan-2, crashed when landing on the moon in September 2019, its orbiter module could still be launched and it continues to map and study the lunar surface. If Chandrayaan-3 continues to function well, it will collect data on the chemistry and mineralogy of the surface. Indian Prime Minister, who joined millions of people in watching the final descent, rightly said, "This success belongs to all of humanity." But it is also undoubtedly a stellar achievement for India's scientists and engineers across many generations. Adapted from Nature, August 2023.